in a festival, you don't act as though last time doesn't count, or that you got over with it and now you're gonna do everything new. In a festival, it overlaps. And one could say that there's no connection between a little lamb and an artichoke. But you could say that there is a connection, because I can't find an artichoke. There is a lost artichoke in Holden Village, like a lost lamb. Some people don't know the story of the lost lamb because they don't know a sheep. But they could have a son, or they could have a talent, or a lost artichoke. When you use synonyms, you're always close to meaning. But when you don't use synonyms, you're always working not off the both and, but off the but, called either or. And some people really spend so much time negating, saying what it's not like, that nothing is like, and they don't like nothing. And it doesn't compare, and it doesn't relate, and it doesn't connect. And they're always looking for connections. They spend their world looking for the and, because they're busy with the either or. I once found an and in the ocean. It was on a little brick. It must have been somebody and somebody. I just found the slice of brick called and. And I showed it to a whole bunch of very famous men. They wanted it. They were all captains, and they were all going off on ships. And I told them they could look for their own and. They told me they'd been looking for their own and for 45 years. And some of them had been brought up on but instead of and. They had gone to school where you are always shoving off somebody else and down someone else's throat. And what they really wanted, these Navy captains, was an and. I had to protect my little and, take it home, lock it up in the motel. I thought they were going to storm me to get their and. It was a heavy thing. You think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding. Little lamb, do you know? The last one. The green grass underfoot, the blue sky up above. Was it God who sent you to teach us how to love? Up there, you just go back. Little, back. Little, do you know me? Only when I direct you. The green grass underfoot, the blue sky up above. Was it God who sent you to teach us how to love? We'll sing Little Chicken. Little chicken, little chicken. Well, you know who made greener the green grass underfoot, the blue sky. To a festival, it's usually a person away. Or if you want to order a program, go ahead. It takes a week to get them. And they're very hard to find. They aren't usually called festivals, they're usually called programs. I don't think we're having a program. Little boy, you tell me about some boy in your life, like your the piano. I asked, real soft on the piano, I asked you about a boy in your life.
Yes.
Tell me about a boy in your life.
I have an 18-year-old grandson. He has just finished 2 years of college. He's the joy of our life.
We're having a festival. What is his name?
Kent.
Little Kent.
Little Kent. Do you know who made you? The green grass underfoot, the blue sky up above. Was it God who sent you to teach us how to love?
Once more, very softly. Once we had a worship service where we played one song all the way through. I never got to the second one. Sometimes we go too fast. We go so fast as though we want to get away from where we are, or as though it isn't connected to where we're going. We're not really done. There's what are 10 other things you could think of doing with just what we're doing? We could go out and we could go and see a lamb. You know, we could, if we had a child in our congregation, we could visit a lamb. We could go out and have a, we could go and see a lamb, and we could ask the lamb a question. You ask a lamb 5 good questions, they're good for a person, like, where'd you come from? And how do you like being a lamb? You just pay attention to what you ask a lamb. It usually works on people. What else could we do? We're on lamb now. We're getting to artichokes. I know one. You could visit somebody who's lost. How about that? Try and find someone whom you don't know, and you never really figured them out. How about that? Find their inside. That would be a lamb festival. Give me 7 more. Just guess, real quick. Pardon?
Get lost.
Get lost. What a time. You could all go and get lost.
Start dancing.
What's that?
Start dancing.
Start dancing. Oh, lamb time is springtime in Scotland and England. Can you see them? Just start dancing.
Get a haircut.
Oh, get a haircut. Yeah, oh, you got to rise out of you. And me, I thought, ah. Yeah, a haircut. And how does she get to haircuts? You don't even have to know. But it bothers some people if they don't know. How did she think of a haircut? Out, out! How did you get to a haircut?
Because you're sheer sheep.
Because you're sheer sheep. Well, now people get happier. They know the answer. Oh, they love it when they know the reason for the connection.
Stop and listen.
What's that got to do with lambs? Listen to this man. He's listening to the peacefulness of the landscape. And he's having himself a lamb festival. Sounds like a psalm.
Lambs don't see, but they hear.
There's an old refrain I hear in towns. I didn't know that. Did you know that? Let's say it.
I didn't know that.
In festivals, that's a great, great big sentence. I didn't know that. Oh.
Is that all for me, Mr. Blackridge?
that's great. Well, that's all for right here.
Yes, thank you very much.
Well, thank you. So why the cloth? Just say to me, why do you think the cloth? Why the cloth? When I have a festival of apples and artichokes, why the cloth? And why an apple? Why, I could write it on the board. I have board here and chalk. I was raised on chalk dust. I get my lungs so full of chalk dust writing apple that now I'm going to real apples. You don't inhale it so much.
The reason for the apples is because this young lady is willing to do
that. Who? She gets it. It's your apple. Did you pay for it?
No.
It's still your apple. She was buying this apple when I wanted an apple, and Lois apparently had some kind of a deal, and I got the apple. It's our apple. Do you see it? Mm-hmm. It's our apple.
It's really
okay. If you see it, it's our apple. And if you want it, it's our apple. And if you don't want it, and you wish someone else would have it, it's still our apple. Lots of ways for one thing to belong to everyone. When we were doing a festival in the Houston Astrodome about 7 years ago, two of us walked into the Astrodome just to get to know the place. And to know a place is half the content. To know a place is half the content. The words will come out of the shape of the place. It's a natural for the animals to be, they're so lovely. You know, the chickens are up there. I don't know how the lambs got up there. That's pretty hard for a lamb to go upstairs. Although at Halloween time when I was a boy in Nebraska, the young people of the city or town would take our cows upstairs. It's very hard to get them back down. I would imagine it's the same for lambs, but I've never tried to see if a lamb goes up or downstairs. Those things fascinate me, because if you ever wanted to do it, you should know. And most of us have never had an education on whether lambs climb stairs up or down. So you should be open to know. Otherwise, everything will be flat on the same surface, and you won't use up above you. Up above you is wonderful, and down below you is wonderful. Use all your spaces. When you have a festival, don't keep it flat. Tell me, why the cloth? Why the cloth? Now, don't think I have an answer. Like, I have 20 answers. So let's start guessing them. The color. Why not is partly an answer, but it's a question. Yeah, why not?
So?
You have an answer. I'm not sure you know the question yet. Why the cloth? Why the cloth? Color is one. What?
Feels good.
It feels good. You lay cloth out in a classroom, you've got feeling in the class already. You lay cloth in a room, and someone could touch it, and one is silk and one is gunny sack. You've got two kinds of cloth, and some are feeling one way, and some feel like they're in the Mavericks, and some feel like they're kings and queens. It's different. What? I don't know. Maybe do the waitri wear silk? Cloth. If you want green, and you want blue, and you've got the sky, and you've got color, cloth. When you were born, they started to put it on you. And they've never really removed you from the whole context of clothness. Clothness is part of your language. Ness is a very wonderful word, like we've got into lambness. And the more you know about lambness, the more you know about Christness. The more you know about the nature of the lamb, the more you'll know about what Christ means when he talks about sheep and sheepfold. Not the less you know. Some of us know a lot about the Word and the Spirit, but what we need to know is a little bit more about the earth that connects with the Spirit Word, like the door of the lamb fold or sheepfold. The more we need to know more about the doors, so we can get into the analogies, into the images and the pictures of our faith. Also, it really, if you're sweating, this works. In festivals, you perspire. You could get wet. We got wet in ours the other night. I hadn't planned it. I had thought of a water festival, but not that much of a water festival. We got a little close. We need to prepare a place. It's very important to prepare a place for an apple. A little apple music. Already looks like a table. I don't know if candles are allowed in here, so I didn't bring one. But I brought light. What you do is you very quickly look around, because my my first worry was, where will you hang it? And you know when I worried about it? 20 seconds ago. If I had come earlier, I could have prevented the problem. Now I have a problem. Where could I hang it? And people start pointing. I saw it too, right over the end. Carnation. Not bad. Looks kind of nice. So I got my life. Got my life. Will this do?
Sure,
it'll do. Then you have to move some stuff away from it a little bit. So when the people see it, they say, I've never seen anything like that before. And then if you want to confuse them, you put something else right beside it, and it keeps rolling, and you hang in there. Some people don't want to do this. They want it too ready. See, they would have found something to put back here. We're lucky. My father called it providence. It doesn't roll off. Some call it gravity. Some call it serendipity. All I know is that, can you all see both? No? Reminds me of a Japanese garden suddenly, where you can never see everything, all the rocks from wherever you are. That's where you are. You're in a Japanese garden. Oh. You're out of the garden. Okay. Japanese garden has nothing to do with what we're doing here. It just came to my mind. And I told it to you. And if it comes to your mind, then you have a picnic. But if you keep it out of your mind, you don't have a picnic. Then you're only trying to follow me. And then you're on my track. I would think that would be very boring. I think if I were you, I'd like to be on mine and yours. I've talked with you about that. That's called the Martians. We're getting ready for artichokes, but I couldn't find one, but I could find an apple. The first song is an apple song. I wish I had an acorn. I haven't got an acorn, but I have a basketball. You don't know where I am. Of course you don't. I know where I am. In my mind, I know where I am. His name is Alan. And I'm on page 60. You don't have it. 6. And I said to Alan not long ago in his driveway when he was playing basketball, I want to give you my book, but I want to read you a poem. I did not tell him I was reading about his father. Lord, we plant a walnut tree. It says acorn in the song. I never wrote an acorn tree, a walnut song, but I wrote a walnut poem, which is the closest thing I could get to an acorn. A walnut is closer to an acorn than a basketball, except Alan's father, who planted the walnut tree, Alan plays basketball. We plant a walnut tree to hand on as heredity. We know that we shall never see the seed become a towering tree, but some will come one day to thee and bless thee under walnut tree for feelings old and feelings free, which point into eternity. Lord, in tiny things from thee, we peek into eternity. Alan said, we have a walnut tree. It was 30 feet away. I said, your father started the prayer, because when you were very little, he said, I'll plant a walnut tree for my children. And he put in like 4 feet of manure and all kinds of other goodies. He gave me a tree and I just put it in the ground. Mine's a shrub. His has walnuts. And Alan said, that's my father? I said, yeah. Alan's father started my prayer. And Alan plays basketball. How do you dress up a story? You get out a basketball, get out a walnut, tell about a man who does that kind of thing, and have his son read the poem. Get more than one thing going. just get a bunch of things going, but you have to know where you are so that the connection is meaningful. Even if the others don't know, you have to know where you are, or you'll get lost, and they'll feel it in your spirit. Let's sing the first song. Sing the Christmas one, the last one, the Christmas one. Let's just say that this is a sign of Christmas. And the three tenses of Christ are here. The three tenses of Christ are here. This is a timeline. And where is the timeline here? Show me the three times. Just tell me one. Pardon? The skin. Okay. If I'd say, oh no, it isn't. How do I know it isn't? She said it's the skin. All right, show me another one. The meat is another, and what's the other?
The stem.
The seed, she says. Okay, now we have a stem, we have four. But she has her timeline. She can revise it if she wants to. She said the skin, the meat, and the seed. All right, there's another way to organize this. Give me another. You said... stem, okay.
Blossom.
Oh, and where would the blossom be? All right. And what else?
Circle.
The circle. Now we have something. I never thought that would happen. Now there's a circle. Eternity. So he's gone the circle, and she said the stem.
If you cut it open, the Christmas star is right.
There's a star there if you cut it. Tell me three tenses. Out of all of that, suddenly we have more answers than you wanted. See, suddenly we have circles and skin and seed and stem and no and the blossom. What are the three tenses? Not of an apple, but of anything. Past, present, future. Show me a past. The blossom. Point to it on here. Do you see it? What's closest to the blossom? Touch what's closest to the blossom. In terms of time, on here, what's closest to the blossom?
Bottom.
Right here.
Yeah.
Right here. Okay. Where's the future? Where's the present? Right there. Three tenses. It's quicker than a timeline. It doesn't bury your lungs with chalk. And you could have some discussion on it. But when you draw a line across the board, there's no question. That is the timeline. But the timeline here just switched. For years I thought it was here, the history. And suddenly today, the lady says, it's here. The blossom. Blows my mind. I'm going to have to check this out with my children friends across the country. They've been telling me for years that the history of it is here in the stem. And this is hooked to the belly button of the tree. Or that this is the belly button. They're never quite sure. But now she says the blossom. I thought I knew the answer. Now I come to a festival and maybe it doesn't matter.
Asked if we should sing the third.
Yes.
Got me thinking was the fact that past, present, or future was not Christ the apple of God's eye.
Oh, well, and who is the apple of your eye? She says, looking at him. That takes us to Russ, and we have found the artichoke. The artichoke is Russ, the apple of our eye. Russ, come here. We need you right up here by, in an environment. Let's decorate this place for Russ. Russ, at Holden Village. Here's something to get unnervous about. When you have festivals, give people something to hang on to. It doesn't make them so nervous. And then someone just sort of dress up so you look like something's going to happen. See, otherwise, you come in your ordinary clothes, people would... And remember, the children come to festivals, so you got to have something for the children. It's called something. It could become a drum. Hang on to it. Your mother may need it later. Just a couple of things. A little soft music. From the guitar now. We're moving toward...
Oh, we're moving
toward... We're moving... Well, yeah, we're not... Song is, I wish we had some wine. I wish we had some artichoke juice. I'd like to have you just hold my thought box, so if there's any thought that comes out of this next 10 minutes, we can put it in there, okay? You'll be in charge of thoughts. People like to be in charge of something, but they don't know what they're in charge of. Most people are never elected to anything. So you have to give them a new job. She's in charge of thoughts, and that is collecting them. So you can all help her. We'll see if a thought comes out of there. One of my favorite words, I have many favorite words. I have a deck of words in there. One of the words I like is the. It's an old word, and doesn't intimidate you because you can spell it. So if there's anything this afternoon that sounds simple and profound, you just kind of hang on to it. And then you can hold this duff shirt just as a reminder that it's not so dumb to be simple. In fact, it's a gift to be simple. In a festival, some people miss what's going on because they think that there must be something more going on because this must not be everything. So they get very nervous. So you have to give them some cameras.
The young man and the bad girl right behind you there.
You can look through that hole and... You can borrow a pen or pencil from somebody. If you see something, write it down. You get 20 of them, you can hand it in. No charge. I've been to festivals where people never even saw it. I was in a festival of 10,000 where the woman sitting there said, "I don't know what's going on." And the other woman said, "You kidding?" She said, "I'm blind." "Oh," she said. "Oh," she said. But she said, "Then I'll tell you what's going on." And she said, "I described the festival to the blind woman, and the blind woman kept saying, 'Faster, faster.'" And she said, "The blind woman helped me see because she kept commenting, 'Faster, faster.'" And she said, "I no longer was just telling what I saw, but I was reporting what was going on. It was more than my eyes were just looking at. And I was talking about interior journeys as well as exterior sights. And the blind woman helped her see." When you get somebody up, you know, in the pulpit, like Russ, you just take a little while so he doesn't get so nervous. He's gonna, you know, he's in the captain's chair. He's looking for arms. That's right. He almost fell out of his captain's chair. I said, "Captain's chair," and I thought, you know, captain of the Navy maybe, and he thought, "The captain's chair." Boy, you know, we all have mental pictures. Where do we get these pictures and where are they stored? God said through Jesus, "Don't forget
to use your imagination. Don't forget to use where your images are, because that's the devil's workshop. I don't think Jesus said that. But almost like that. Jesus kept saying, look! And his disciples said, where? He said, the nest. Oh, they said. He said, look! And they said, where? He said, the breaking of this bread. They said, are you kidding? Tell us some more. Give us a lecture. And he said, let's eat. And they said, that's not enough. Look, he said, the farmer, the seed. And someone said, I know him. He's my dad. That's nothing special. Well, I don't know if he said, that's my dad. But he had a hard time convincing them. And it took a whole page in the Bible. It could have said, and they knew immediately. That would have been a huge miracle. He said, you have eyes to see, see. You have ears to hear, use them. Artichokes. I wrote about artichokes. After you told me about artichokes, you tell us about artichokes. I'm going to look for my paper because I wrote a prayer. Tell us about artichokes.
Well, they grow like a weed in poor soil. You don't have to be too particular. They don't need good soil. And they produce yields which are tremendous. In fact, it's been said that they produce more fermentable material. You see, you've got a wine glass. We're not going to have wine yet for several years, or alcohol out of this.
This is for the alcohol.
It's for the juice of Martin. Well, as you all know, Holden is trying to do something with the tailings. They're also, one of the efforts is to try to produce alcohol to get away from using petroleum for their trucks and cars and so on. And I feel that Jerusalem artichoke is perhaps the best contender for this job.
I want to read, and you repeat the words you hear me say. You can play along with it, Judy. And do you have an artichoke song that you can take us into? I mean, since you told me, and I told her, she got a song, and I wrote a litany. And this is called Artichoke. When I read a phrase, I want you to say it aloud. Artichoke.
Artichoke.
Of God.
Of God.
Vegetable queen.
Vegetable queen.
Brother to the sunflower.
Brother to the sunflower.
Father from Italy.
Father from Italy.
New mother to the ravaged mountain.
New mother to the ravaged mountain.
Artichoke.
Artichoke.
Of God.
Of God.
Without guile.
Without guile.
Unpretentious.
Unpretentious.
Tolerant to the tailings.
Without high acid count.
With high acid count. I watched my scribe. He's naughty, you know, he wiggled his head, and I knew it was with high acid count.
Of a free spirit.
Artichoke of God. On the wild side.
As on weed wing.
When with wood ash.
On the wild side.
Fermentable.
Fermentable.
Like Sister Sugar Cane.
Like Sister Sugarcane.
Tubers and tips transfigure.
Tubers and tips transfigure.
Into a transfiguration festival.
Into a transfiguration festival.
Of alcohol.
Of alcohol.
High potential energy.
High potential energy.
Artichoke.
Artichoke.
Vegetable.
Vegetable.
Of God.
Of God.
Of tremendous endurance.
The
will to survive.
Will to survive.
Like a water chestnut.
Like a water chestnut.
Like a weed.
Like a weed.
Considered a weed.
It is a weed.
A whole weed. Holy, holy. God's holy weed.
Like olives
and apples. Artichokes.
Jerusalem artichokes.
Artichoke of God.
Artichoke of God.
You could start a prayer and a canticle. I like artichokes in the front of the hymnal. as much as I like all those sea monsters whom I have never met. All right, the children of God. Thank you, Russ. You really stay where you are, because yeah, you and Walt Bowman, you do it. You just don't forget your scientists, and don't forget your garbologists. Don't forget your farm folks, and don't forget the children, and don't forget anyone. They could turn on a prayer. You don't have to go to a book to find it. It could be nurtured in your room. And a new song. I just want to kind of, and sometimes at a festival, what you do is you just change something a little. Like that. And then people think that you've turned a page. So you have to just move it a little. And they think it's a whole new stage. And it is a new stage. This is a song. What you do in a festival is you listen, and you suddenly hear an alto. If you ask that alto a month before, she gets sick the night of the festival. So you never ask them.
No.
So you don't.
No. One thing the alto learns is that you don't sit in its place. This person just came this afternoon.
That's right. I came a few days ago, and I am ready, and together we're ready. So you hum. It'll make it easier for us. You think it's hard for her? How do you think I feel about this? Here we go. I'll sing, what is artichoke time? You all hum?
When is artichoke time in the village?
You did help.
Thank you.
just did. And it's so almost good that we want to do it. It's called clean it up a little. So let's, there'd be new alcohol where? In the old bus. All right, fine. There'll be new alcohol in the old bus. There'll be new, do you want to say?
Gretchen might need some alcohol. You know the big Gretchen?
Is Gretchen? What is the big Gretchen?
Hospital.
Oh, yeah. Then there'll be new alcohol in the hospital. Can we say there'll be new alcohol in my heart?
No.
Do you like that?
No.
What can we? How can we revise that? There'll be new? New spirit. New spirit in my heart. New spirit in my heart. All right. This is called team work. Desired in your garden, and it's become precious, and a good thing in our discussion. We have lifted up a very unordinary weed. Pardon? Yeah. The question is, why a Jerusalem artichoke?
Well, it came, or it was sent back to, they found it in the New World, and as I understand, they sent it back to their, to Italy, some of the people from Italy, and it has a name, I can't even remember how to pronounce, Gerosula, or something like that, in the English, instead of calling it that, it just grew into Jerusalem. It was just so much easier to say Jerusalem than Jerusalem, or whatever it was. Well, I'm sorry, if I'd known, I'd study up on what that Italian name was, but it's a very hard to pronounce, so they just abbreviated, so it didn't come from Jerusalem, but it's, I think, very, very nice name. Because, I don't know, because they're so easy to grow. You could flood the market. If somebody wants to make some money, well, go ahead and plant a bunch of Jerusalem artichokes.
I didn't know that.
Push that price down a little with a little more production. Most people aren't even familiar with eating it. It's a very delicious green vegetable in salad. It takes the place of water chestnut or jicama or whatever.
There's a new artichoke in
Peru. And then the people leave in a festival. Or they don't leave, but you don't, they don't know if it's over even.
There's a new artichoke in
Peru. And the elves will get stronger and stronger. Is the Aldo's name. Gasoline in the old bus.